Hello and welcome. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS. This is Roy G. I'm here with Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion here in New York. Bruce, how did we end up last week?
We did okay. I mean, my two big plays last week were the Houston Texans, and they crushed Indianapolis. And we kind of figured, at least I figured, that would happen. I knew that it would just be a tough time. When they can't score, they're not going to be able to keep up with the scoring of Texas. And really, this game was over early. It ended up, I think, 34-7. But I think they scored all the points in the first half. Indianapolis actually came back and played decent in the second half, but it was they played them to a tie. The other big play that I had, one of them was the Washington Redskins against the New York Giants, and that play was a good play. I figured that they were going to be coming in there with a lot more than anybody expected. Plus, the Giants were so beat up. I mean, they were terribly beat up. We did miss a couple of smaller plays. I missed the Rams. You know, the Rams were in the game, but, you know, everybody got hurt. Steven Jackson runs for a touchdown.
He hurt his hamstring.
Pulled a quad. Yeah. He pulled a quad, which is even worse than a hamstring. And, you know, he had two plays. He had two runs, and he was out of the game. And also, their quarterback got hurt. He's a great quarterback.
Sam Bradford?
Yeah, Sam Bradford from Oklahoma is a phenomenal quarterback. But Sam hit his index finger on somebody's helmet, and they had to take him in for x-rays. So, they just didn't get the continuity they were looking for. But I got to tell you, you were right about the Ravens.
I was.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I was at that game, and I have never seen – the Ravens play better than they played last week, and I've been to probably a dozen Raven games.
It's scary.
They're going to be really good, you know. And it could have been, you know, Pittsburgh was flat. I think they went in there kind of knowing that it wasn't the same Pittsburgh team, knowing that the Ravens were going to be fired up. But that game was also over early.
The big difference in that game was Ray Rice.
Ray Rice is always a big difference. When they get him the ball, he's a weapon. I mean, he may be the most underrated running back in the NFL. If he has another year where he rushes for 1,400 yards and catches passes for another 600, you know, and does his 2,000-yard thing again, you know, you're going to have to start thinking about this guy as a long-term Hall of Fame kind of running back. I just really like the guy. I love the organization. The Redskins, I told you I thought the Redskins, I've never seen Shanahan smile ever that much in 3 weeks. And now we know why he's smiling.
Well, we went from being thought as one of the worst teams in the NFL to now people talking about whether or not we're going to win the
– Well, now you're saying we.
You're a Redskin
fan, and I grew up a Redskin fan.
The Redskins.
Hey, but tell me what's one of the hardest teams in the last 12 years to be a fan of.
The Redskins.
The Redskins, yeah. Because of the ownership problems that we have. It's kind of like being an Oriole fan.
It's exactly
with
like
the Angelos family. I mean, till Cal Ripken and his group buy the Orioles, they're going nowhere, and nobody really wants to go see him anymore. This is Bruce Hall. I'm on WFAS, 1230 AM with Roy G.
Yes, sir.
And Roy, I call him Roy Boy. Roy, we're going to get started right away into the games for this week because last week was our first show.
Yeah.
And we really didn't get around to
The Monday night games.
We missed the Monday night games, but I didn't miss them playing. And if you can always tweet me on Twitter at Bruce Hall Sports, or you can go to my website, which is brucehallsports.com. You can also listen to us our simulcast show anytime you want during the week and see what our plays were.
Yeah.
You know, you might not be able to listen to the show on Sunday morning. You might be in church for 5 hours. But when you get out, you can always go to brucehallsports.com.
Just in time for the 4 o'clock
just
games.
Just in time for the 4 o'clock games. That's really a dedication to going to church. Anyway, here we go. Let's talk about the Seahawks and Steelers.
All right, first up, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are favored by 14 over Seattle. With the line being 40.5.
Yeah, that's going to go up and down kind of as we speak. I don't think it's going to go down much. A lot of people will back end Seattle, take all those points, figuring the Steelers really aren't that good. You know, I handicap a certain way. I've done it since the 70s, and I haven't changed it much at all. And when I handicapped the Steelers this week, they were I handicapped teams three ways. You're either a good team, you're okay, or you suck. Now, there's two or three different OKs. You can be an OK minus or an OK plus, but you got to be good to be good. The Steelers right now are far from good. And after last week's 7-turnover game and beating at the hands of the Ravens, their stats are horrible.
Yeah, but Roethlisberger, actually, despite the 7 turnovers, Roethlisberger threw for almost 300 yards. He had 280 yards and a touchdown. 3 interceptions. Well, that doesn't look good. But
that was all between the 30s. I was there. There wasn't much going on with them at all.
I agree that they looked like crap.
Well, you know what?
But this is also a great Ravens defense who exposed them, really.
Well, you're talking about the Ravens defense, but both Ravens starting corners are out for this week's game, and they didn't play after halftime last week.
Yeah, but the big story on defense was Terrell Suggs with 3 sacks. I mean, they were all over Roethlisberger.
Well, their
week.
Front seven brings so much pressure, and look at what Nada did last week.
And Seattle's not going to do that to Pittsburgh.
You know, Nada, they made him they put the franchise tag on Nada. Just in time.
Yeah, really.
Because what he did was, they're still talking about working out a long-term deal for him in Baltimore. But anyway, the Steelers are obviously going to play better this week. They're back at home. It's their home opener. I think they've only lost one home opener in the last 7 or 8 years. They're tough at home. The Seahawks, on the other hand, Pete Carroll had his birthday party a couple days ago. I was reading him on Twitter all week. He's raising money for a real good charity in the Seattle area, but he ain't coaching much. Now, I'm saying that. I'm sure he's coaching a lot. But, Pete, good luck this weekend. You're gonna get your butt handed to you. But I'm leaving the game alone, Roy. I am absolutely leaving the game alone. 14 points is too many points for a team that just got whacked the week before to give up. I don't care if they're playing in their bedroom. You understand? What's the next game, Roy? Let's get to it quick.
Next game we got is Buffalo Bills. They are favored by 3 over the Oakland Raiders.
How can you not? If you're an NFL fan, a true NFL fan, not just a fan of one or two teams, but if you're a true NFL fan and love the entire league, you got to love this game. You know, we got a second-year coach in Chan Gailey. We got a first-year coach. What's the Raiders coach's name? Hugh Jackson. He was in Washington for a couple years. I mean, Hugh Jackson is doing a great job there. I thought Tom Cable did a great job, but he got fired for lying or something. He told a fib to the old man.
Well, he was fighting the coaches in the locker room. Too. Well, that's not going to get you many points.
I like him, though, man. He's a hardcore dude. But let me just tell you something. The Raiders and the Bills are both 1-0. One of these teams is going to be 2-0 at the end of the week.
These are two teams that we used to hear a lot about. These used to be two of the
big-name
teams in the NFL.
70s and 80s and early 90s.
And lately, we haven't heard anything about them.
Well, this is one of the few home openers Ralph Wilson – this might be the only home opener Ralph Wilson doesn't make. You know, he's getting old. He's got to be 90. I think he's 92 now. And he, you know, he's just not – his health isn't that good, so he's not going to be at the game. But I got to tell you something. The Buffalo Bills fans, I've taken 4 sets of them to Super Bowls. Four sets of them. They won 4 in a row AFC championships.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Just to get beat up by the
They game. Are some of – you listen to some of the greatest stories you've ever heard about beer freezing. It's that cold in Rich, you know, in Rich Stadium that you go get a beer, and before you get back to your seat, it's half frozen. Those are fans. They're sitting there when the wind chill's minus 20, minus 30. They've seen every kind of game imaginable. They were there in the Kelly era, the Marv Levy era. They're coming back. And I got to tell you something. I like this game. And if what I saw last week with them walking into one of the toughest stadiums in the league to play in, Arrowhead Stadium, in Kansas City, that is so – Roy, I'm telling you, it's the loudest stadium anywhere. They wear red. They scream the entire game. I think they're going to beat the Raiders this week. I think not only are they going to beat them, I think they're going to cover the point spread. And the reason I think that is they both are like mirror images on defense. They both have great front sevens, and they're both improving in their front sevens. Now, the Raiders lost maybe the best corner in the league, right, to free agency.
Yeah, to the Eagles.
To
the powerhouse of whatever you want to call
them. Yeah,
Eagles
you can call
days.
Them whatever you want. They're the Feagles, as far as I'm concerned. The Beagles, the Bagels. But anyway, I think the Bills are going to win this game. I think they've got a bunch of real good blue-collar, hardcore working guys. They had a lot of seventh-round draft choices, including their quarterback, that –
Fitzpatrick,
who happens to be from Harvard.
Genius. One,
and he took a pay cut to go to work in the NFL. Yeah. Hey, we were talking about that. He did an interview the other night. It was hilarious. But he's a wonderful kid. I like him a lot. And he's got some receivers to throw to. And I'm going to tell you what else they got. You know, they've got a good defense.
They got a great running back, too.
Yeah, they do.
Fred Jackson.
Yes, another – he's a free agent. He signed as a free agent. He wasn't even a seventh-round draft choice.
Fred Jackson. He this game –
Where did he go to college? It was a small school somewhere.
Fred Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll look that up for you.
I'll think of it in a second because I was listening to him interviewed this week. But I got to tell you something. You got to take the Bills here. I'm taking them minus the points. I just don't think the offense – Jason Campbell and that offense are not going to be able to score with the Bills in Buffalo. I mean, don't you agree? How are they going to keep up? 41 points against what was supposed to be a pretty good defense for Kansas City. I'm going to tell you, the Raiders' defense is better, no question.
If the Raiders have a chance in this game, it's going to be on the shoulders of Darren McFadden. It's not going to be the Jason Campbell show. Jason Campbell has never been the type of player who takes teams and puts them on his back, whereas last week, the reason why Oakland was so successful is Darren McFadden was the number one rusher in the league last week with 150 yards. So this is not Jason Campbell's team.
Right.
He just happens to be the guy handing the ball off to Darren McFadden. Right. So it's really the Bills' defense against Darren McFadden and the speed of the Raiders.
That's absolutely correct. That's why we're taking Buffalo. We're going to take Buffalo minus the points. It's 3. If it goes to 2.5, it's definitely a good play. They put a hook on it at 3.5 or 4. I'm still staying with them. 4 stars on Buffalo. Nothing on the total. The total's 43. Next game, Roy, Washington and Arizona,
yeah,
right?
The Redskins are a -4, yep, over the Arizona Cardinals.
You know what? When I handicapped this game Sunday night, I had the Redskins -6.5. So I've been on them all week. I thought it would go to 5 or 6. It hasn't. And the reason it hasn't is I've kind of studied the Arizona team. This is a good football team.
These teams are identical.
Well, let me tell you another thing, too. You know, they got 2 former Redskins on their coaching staff. The head coach, Kenny Wisenhunt, was an H-back in Joe Gibbs's offense back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And Russ Graham, who was a finalist. He and Wisenhunt were finalists for the job in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They gave it to Tomlin for some damn reason. But, you know, now we're seeing that Tomlin was a pretty good pick. But I got to tell you, these guys, when they come back to Washington, they don't feel like they're on the road anyway. They would like nothing better than to win and beat Dan Snyder's team. They're 7-0, though, the Redskins versus the Cardinals since 2000. And they've won 9 straight games against the Cardinals.
And you got to think that that's the same Cardinals team that had Kurt Warner that went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
You know what? Their offensive line, their defensive line may be better. I mean, the defense for this team is solid. But, you know, the Redskin team is solid, too. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to this game. I'm mm-hmm. definitely going. You may go, too, if you're off tomorrow, but you're working tomorrow. I got to tell you something. What I'm going to do here is I'm just going to pass. I got to pass on this game because the number's too good. You know what I think it's going to come down to? Special teams. I think that if they kick Brandon Banks the ball and he, you know, gets a couple of decent returns, that could be the difference in the ball game. And here's another angle to this. Timmy Hightower.
Yeah.
You know, he's hosting his former team that didn't want him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they had a shot at signing him. They didn't want him. You know, they figured Beanie Wells was good enough. Hightower, they felt like, Roy? Put the ball on the ground too much, right?
Yeah. Hightower had too many turnovers for their likings. But Beanie Wells is the same kind of – I mean, these running backs are identical. Last week, their rushing stats, they ranked 12th and 13th in the week. 90 yards for Beanie Wells, 72 yards for Hightower, both with a touchdown. So, I mean, these teams are identical. Kevin Cobb threw for about 300. Rex Grossman threw for about 300. I mean, these teams are – mirror images of each other.
No, absolutely. And I got to tell you something. I liked what I saw out of Kevin Cobb last week. Kevin Cobb really looked like the guy that the Eagles thought he was going to be. But I got to tell you, I'm looking for a house in Arizona. I want to live out there 5 months out of the year because it's too damn cold back east. And I'm getting too old to get cold anymore. And I got to tell you something. You know, out there, it's a lot more laid back. You know, there's not as much pressure on anybody. That's why the Diamondbacks are doing so well in baseball. But here's what we're going to do. We're passing on that game. What's the next game, Roy? Let's get to it quick.
We got Tampa Bay and +3 at Minnesota.
Yeah.
So Minnesota's the favorite in this, which
is hard to believe. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that, A, they're home. You know, B, you know, they are going out against a team that didn't look all that great last week. And you got to remember this, too. How many away games did Tampa Bay win last year? They didn't win one until the last week of the season.
Well, they beat the Redskins.
Yeah, one. They won one game. They beat a
That's
team.
The only game that I remember.
They beat a team that was terrible. But they won at home every time. They were undefeated at home, I think, until the end of the season. They finished up, Tampa Bay did last year. What was their record? They were 10-6,
yeah.
I think. They had a good season. I don't see that happening. This team looks like it's just got too many problems with it. You know, Donovan McNabb last week, though, only threw for 39 yards. And what was going on is they were max protecting for him with two tight ends. The tight ends caught zero passes. So all they were doing was blocking for him. You know, they're going to have to give Adrian Peterson the ball 25, 30 times this week. He's going to have to rush for another 130, 40, 50 yards to even make sure that Minnesota keeps the ball away from a really good quarterback in Josh Freeman. And some pretty good ball players on that team.
Here's a big red flag for the Minnesota Vikings. Last week, 16 carries for Adrian Peterson. I mean, this is what the Minnesota Vikings are. They are Adrian Peterson in that running game. And when you're only given your best player 16 carries, I mean, he had 98 yards last week, which
right.
On 16 carries, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want out of your stud running back. And like you said, McNabb throwing for 39 yards, and it looked terrible.
Well, you know, it wasn't that great of a – one of the reasons for that is he had one run of 46 yards. So basically he got on 15 carries, he rushed for about 45 to 50 yards. So they really weren't opening up that many holes for him anyway, but look for that to change this week. I'm going to pass on that game. It's really an ugly game. I don't think either of these teams are going to go to the playoffs this year. I really don't. So I'm going to pass on this game. Let's go to the next game. It'll be more fun to talk about.
We got the New York Jets.
Jets. That's
Jets.
What I'm talking about.
They are -9 over the Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews.
You know what? I mean, they're going to have to feed him the ball. I mean, you know, Luke McCown is going to be a good quarterback. And he, you know, he's had some great games in the NFL. But I'll tell you what, right now Jacksonville – you know, after watching them last week, I'm not real sure what's going on because, you know, they won the game, but Tennessee is not good.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're and Tennessee may not win 5 or 6 games this year.
I mean, Chris Johnson only got 9 carries.
Well, he's not. Yeah, but Chris Johnson isn't going to be ready to be hit for another 3 weeks,
yeah.
In my opinion. The problem that you have, that was the thing. He had so much pull and he had so much power. And holding out because without him, they really have nothing.
Yeah.
So they went ahead and signed the long-term deal, gave him a lot of guaranteed money. But the thing of it is that, you know, now that they're playing, what have they got? You know, what do they have? They have Matt Hasselbeck, but they got Kenny Britt. That's it.
Yeah.
Who else are they going to throw to? The tight end is a good tight end, but he's been tweaked, you know, up and down for a while. You know, Tennessee, Munchak is a good coach, but is he a head coach?
It doesn't look like it.
He's not a head coach. You know, what I see happening here is I see a lot of people turning this game on, watching it for 10 minutes, and turning it off. Let's pass on this game because I'm going to pass on this game. Next game.
We got the New Orleans Saints, and they are -7 over Chicago.
Now, this is going to be a hell of a game, and it's going to be a hell of a game for several reasons. Number one, any time, you know, Drew Brees loses a game, he normally comes back the next game fired up. He's a very emotional guy. He works. Nobody works harder than him, you know, in the film room. I would imagine that Sean Payton is going to have the Bears pretty well figured out by the end of the week, which is now. You know, they should bounce back after Green Bay. They had the ball on the 1 yard line and just had a brain fart and ran one of the worst running plays I ever saw into the line. And that's how Green Bay won.
Well, Green Bay blitzed the house. They sent everybody. And in week one, when you're working off of a short off season and you're bringing the house, it's hard for a team to really be clicking at this point in the season, let alone to be blocking 8 guys that you're sending at your quarterback. So, I mean, Green Bay is a whole nother monster. But the Chicago defense, don't think that they're not going to send anybody because – the Chicago defense took complete control of the game last week. I mean, we had Chicago losing that game, and we were talking about how much Cutler is a joke the entire time.
Oh, they had a great game last week.
And their defense showed up. I mean, Brian Urlacher
He picked off a pass. He picked up a fumble. I mean, there were probably – how many turnovers? There were like four turnovers in that game. And listen, another angle to this game is Brian Urlacher. His mom died this week.
Yeah.
I mean, she died Sunday. I mean, like after the game, I guess. Suddenly, she wasn't even that old. I want to say she was 51, 52 years old. That's going to fire – you know, a lot of people thought he'd miss this week. But evidently, he was back Wednesday or Thursday. And his team is going to rally around him, and they're going to play hard. And let me tell you something. This is one hell of a football player, Brian Urlacher. And I see them this week, in my opinion, possibly winning outright. The Saints are good. Don't get me wrong. They got a great offense. Marcus Colston's out this week.
Yeah, Marquise Colston, who is he's the go-to guy for Drew Brees. Also, we got questionable in this game is Lance Moore.
Yeah.
Who's a
three or four receiver on the team. That's for sure. The other thing that they've got, but one thing they've got going for them is this kid from San Diego, Darren Sproles.
Yeah.
You know, if you were following me on Twitter the other night, I said he'd have 300 total yards. He almost got 300 total yards during the game. Great kick returner, great third down back, great first down back if you throw to him. I mean, I like what's going on. Here's what I'm going to do in this game. I'm going to take the over. The over is 47.5. In my opinion, it could be just because of the way that Cutler looked under the second year with Mike Martz.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looked great last week. He was getting his reads, you know, quickly. He was getting the ball out in a hurry. I don't think it's going to matter. I think he knows that with his offensive line, he's got some things to deal with. One way to deal with a blitz is get rid of the ball right away, and that's what it seems like he's doing. We're going to take the over in this game for 5 stars, over 47.5 for 5 stars. That's a max play. And you know what? I'm taking Chicago for 3 stars just because I'm on Urlacher's back too.
So this is the game. This is the Bruce Hall game of the week.
Well, no, not for 3 stars. It's not.
Well, if you're going 5 and 3.
No, I'm going I'm going 5 on the total. I love the total. Let me tell you. Hey, look, well, we had Green Bay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had Green Bay. We had the Green Bay over. I had Green Bay and the over. That was 3 winners. Let's go to the next game.
I was about to say, speaking of Green Bay.
Oh, my God.
Green Bay minus 10 at the Carolina Panthers.
Hey, how many of you rotisserie league / fantasy / totally out of your mind owners last week had Cam?
Cam Newton got drafted in the 15th round in my league, and we laughed at that guy.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. What a body this kid's got. What a great player he's going to be. And for him to come out.
422
yards. Yeah, he set an NFL record for a rookie. I mean, his first start. It might be an NFL rookie record. And I gotta tell you something. This kid is a smart football player, too. I saw some of the throws he made in that game. Because, you know, the nice thing about NFL Network is I watch every game at least
zone.
3 or 4 times. Yeah. And I got to tell you, this kid is everything that they hoped he would be. The problem that Carolina has is they don't have a lot of other pieces of the puzzle yet. You know, they don't have a lot of good receivers for him. He's got Steve Smith.
It was a great receiver.
Hey, Steve Smith's awful happy he hung around because I got news for you. Steve Smith's making a lot more money per paycheck than Cam is. But, you know, but Cam is his boy now. Cam, you know, Steve Smith is one hell of an athlete.
178 yards and 2 touchdowns
last
week.
And I mean, you know, and he knows he's going to be his number one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till he starts throwing to that tight end they've got. I'm looking at this game, and I'd love to take Green Bay, and I think Green Bay is probably going to cover this 10-point spread. But you know what? I'm either going to pass on this game or I'm going to play the Packers for 3 stars. I have not made up my mind yet. This is going to come – the total's 47. Now, I got to tell you something. The best defensive player, Beeson, is out for the year. The linebacker that they just paid $10 million a year to last week, he's out for the year. Now I've just talked myself into taking Green Bay. I'm going to take Green Bay for 4 stars like I was planning on. You got to take them. But it's going to be a fun game to watch the replay of because we get to watch Cam and see what Dom Capers does to him. You know, this isn't the Arizona defense we're looking
no.
at. And don't get me wrong. Don't get mad at me, Russ, you know, and Kenny Wisenhunt, if I see you. But your defense is definitely not the Packer defense.
No.
And you definitely can't do all the things the Packers can do. Now, we'll find out exactly what kind of an athlete that kid is this week when all of a sudden he's looking at Matthews and those guys flying around after him, okay?
And let's not forget that the Panthers did lose last week. They
yeah,
did lose
yeah,
by
they
seven.
Did lose the game, but I got to tell you, I mean, they were kind of in it almost till the end. They really were. Let's go to the next game, Roy, while we're hot here.
The next game we got is the Baltimore, could they be any more hot, Ravens, -6 at the Tennessee Titans.
You know, it's hard to predict just how much of a letdown that they'll have after last week's game with the Steelers. But it's hard to believe that this Tennessee team could beat them at all with the weapons they have. You know, Hasselbeck, sure, he's a capable quarterback. Chris Johnson is back, but he's probably 70%, in my opinion. Plus, you know, he hasn't been hit real hard yet.
Well, they limited his carries last week. They did say that they're going to get his carries up to about 20 this week, so you are going to see more Chris Johnson. I just don't think it really matters with the show that the Baltimore Ravens defense put on.
Let me tell you something, you know, and that's the defense, and we know they're always going to show up because who's there? Ray's there, and Ray is not going to let those guys ever let up. You never have to worry about the Baltimore. You never have to worry about the Baltimore defense ever not showing up because Ray Lewis isn't going to let it happen, even if he's not on the field. They are always prepared and they are always ready. You know what John Harbaugh's record against losing teams is? And I'm going to say right now Tennessee's going to have a losing record this year. Wouldn't you agree?
There's not much promised showing in Tennessee these days.
What do you think? His record is 18-1 against losing teams.
I wonder who the one is.
I have no idea, but I got to tell you something. It's probably somebody that went 7-9.
You know who
it
is?
Pretty good.
I bet it's the Browns. Didn't they lose to the Browns last year? I'm pretty sure they lost to the Browns.
It might have been, but let me just tell you something. They're going to be ready to play. Tennessee is going, in my opinion, too slowly in the right direction. The Ravens, you know, they may be the best team right now in the NFL. I'm just saying that. I mean,
I don't know who's better than them.
I'm not going to rank them. I don't rank anybody after one game like all these other idiots. If you look around, they have their rankings. How can you rank a team after one game? I rank everybody at the quarters, after 4 games, after 8 games, after 12 games, after 16 games. And then that's, you know, the most accurate one is the 12 and the 16. Because even after 8 games, we don't know who the best teams are yet because a lot of teams are going to come on. A lot of teams are going to get hurt. I'm taking Baltimore for 4 stars. They travel better than any team that I know of, except maybe New England.
The Steelers travel well, too. But although last week, I didn't see.
They look like they forgot their equipment.
Yeah,
last week.
Didn't see many yellow towels flying around MMT Bank last week.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the Detroit Kansas City game.
The Detroit Lions -8 over the Kansas City Chiefs, and I had the Lions last week beating your Buccaneers.
I think you know what? I had the Bucs.
You did have the Bucs.
I took the Bucs, and it was a bad play, but they were in it. And I got to tell you, Josh Freeman got hurt. I'm not gonna cry over spilled milk. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell you right now, the Lions are a playoff team.
Well, they're absolutely a playoff team, and even if they don't win their division, they're gonna be a wild card. I think they're going to be 10-6. I think they might be 11-5.
I think it's going to be Packers and Lions.
It's going to be Packers, Chicago, maybe, and the Lions. And you know what? The Detroit Lions have something nobody else in the league has. They have Ndamukong Suh, perhaps the best defensive player in the league. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back in a minute. This is AM 1230, WFAS.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. And Bruce, you got something you want to say?
Yes, I do. My daughter Erin has a company in Brooklyn. She has a great website. Go to it. VintageModernNYC.com. That's VintageModernNYC.com. Furniture, knickknacks, flea market items on the street in Brooklyn. That's VintageModernNYC.com. Send her an email. Send her a text. Give her a call. All right, let's talk about Detroit a little bit more. Dominican Sue, in my opinion, is the best defensive player in the National League. And he's also in his second year in the NFL. He's like Albert Haynesworth without all the medication.
He's a man-child.
Yes, he is. And I don't want to get sidetracked, but I got to give Albert his due, even though I don't like him. He did play a good game the other night. He was a monster. But Dominican Sue is the best defensive player, and the best defensive player for the Kansas City Chiefs, by far, in my opinion, was Eric Berry.
From Tennessee.
From the University of Tennessee. And I got to tell you something, you know, he lived in Gibbs Hall for a couple years. I'm not sure. I don't think Eric's married, but I got a chance to meet him when I was down in Knoxville one time. He is one heck of an athlete, one of the best athletes I've ever seen. Not a real big guy, right around 200 pounds, but he hits you like he weighs 250. And they're without him for the rest of the year. He had an ACL injury this past week. I'm taking Detroit, and I'm taking Detroit for 4 stars because they're for real. Calvin Johnson, the little running back from the Pac-10, what's his name?
Jahvid Best.
Jahvid Best. He was a Cal runner. Mm-hmm. I like the way they use him. He reminds me of Tiki Barber. Reminds me a lot of Tiki Barber. Reminds me of Tiki Barber before they had great run blocking for the Giants. Once they get some good run blocking in Detroit and add another offensive lineman or two, I think they're really going to be somebody to be dealt with. And I think that you and I agree on one thing, Roy. They're going to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I do. I believe in the Detroit Lions.
I think it's going to be between them and Chicago as a wild card out of that division. Mm-hmm. And I think that the East is also going to have a wild card. Let's go to the next game, Roy. Who's next?
The next game is Indy +3 over the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my gosh. I was listening to Kylie and Boons. I'm an old friend of Kevin Kylie. I used to play golf with him. He's a great guy. They do a show in Cleveland, and I was listening to this game. And this is going to be such a bad game.
Yeah.
Because Indy should win this game. I mean, there's no way they should lose to the Cleveland Browns at home.
Well, the Indianapolis Colts that we think we know should win this game.
But you know what? Their defense wasn't very good last week. Their defensive line play wasn't very good last week. And you know what? They kind of halved it up in the second half. You know, they pretty much played them even. But I'm passing on this game. It is what we call in the business FU. And when I say FU, I don't mean what everybody thinks. I mean freaking ugly. That's what I mean. Let's go to the next game. Who's up now?
The San Francisco 49ers +3 over your favorite team in the league, the
yes!
Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, the Cowboys are going to go 0-2 to start the season. Let me tell you something. I love Jerry Jones, and I love his secretary, Marilyn Love, but I really don't like the Cowboys. And I'll tell you what I'm getting a little sick of. I'm getting a little sick of looking at Tony Romo like he just lost his best friend every week. You know, they're not going to win a playoff game until they get to the playoffs. Guess what? This is not the year they're making it to the playoffs. They got too many holes. They got 3 beginning starters on their offensive line. Their defense is average at best. You know, they got 2 or 3 guys on the defense that can play. You know what they are? They're basically, if they can score some points, they're a good team to run an over on every once in a while. And in my opinion, that's all I'd be interested in. Mm-hmm. This week, all the pressure's on Dallas, Roy. There's no pressure on Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's home. He was coaching at Stanford. He doesn't care if they go 1-15. He gets Andrew Luck. I mean, they're going to win this game. Did you see San Francisco's game last week?
I did not. No.
You know what? I watched them 2 or 3 times. They played very well. Now, it was a close game against Seattle for a while, but they always stayed a good 7 to 10 points ahead of them. But at the end,
well, Teddy Ginn,
kid from Ohio State, ran back 2 for touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the highlights. I didn't see the whole game. And San Francisco special teams just completely took over that game.
And Seattle's got nothing. And Seattle special teams are probably on double secret probation right now. And here's another reason I like this game with San Francisco. I like Alex Smith. And I'm going to tell you why I like Alex Smith, because he's got a great tight end to throw to. He's got a great running back.
Frank Gore. Yeah, he's great.
And you know, that's all you need if you have a good defense. And I'm telling you, their defense looked pretty good last week. Now, granted, they were playing Seattle. And Seattle's offensive line looked like the JV offensive line to me. But I'm taking Harbaugh to win this game outright. I'm taking the 3 points, and I'm taking San Francisco for 4 stars.
Wow.
And it's going to be a big – I mean, Dallas isn't going to go in there and beat them. I just don't see it happening. This is a playoff game for San Francisco, in my opinion.
They were showing on a lot of the news networks talking about how both of these teams were powerhouses in the 90s.
Absolutely.
Powerhouses.
Well, do you know how many championship games I saw between the two teams? Three. And the one I remember the most was the one out in Candlestick Park when, well, Dallas won one out there and San Francisco won one out there. And I'm going to tell you something. What a great place for football. Now, we saw how much fun the Giants had in San Francisco winning the World Series last year. When that football team in San Francisco is playing football, they tailgate for 2 days in the parking lot. They let them in on Saturday for a Sunday game. I'm not kidding you. They buy some kind of incredible pass. They hook up to the electricity, and they stay out there and party for 2 days. I love San Francisco in this game. And if the Cowgirls win, you know what? It's about damn time.
The only thing that I like about the Cowboys in this game is Tony Romo. And
yeah, he had a great game until the fourth quarter.
I told you last week, bench Ben Roethlisberger, play Tony Romo in your fantasy leagues. And this is an obvious another play Tony Romo, because you saw what he did to the Jets defense.
Right.
He's going to do work against the San Francisco defense.
I hear you.
But I like San Francisco to win as well. So let's move on to the next game. The Denver Broncos -3.5 over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yep. You know, the more I see of Denver, the more it looks like a soap opera. And you know what I'm thinking? John Elway went to Stanford, right? Do they really have to win any games this year? I mean, look, they took on a coach from Carolina, John Fox. Mm-hmm. They went 2-14 last year. I think they would love, maybe that's why they hired him. They wanted to go 2-14 this year so they could get Andrew Luck from Stanford. You know where Elway went to college, right?
Yeah.
Stanford. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know who gives them more money than anybody else? Elway. Okay? You know what Elway does? He's in the car business. He's a multi-millionaire. I'm just telling you right now, the Bengals can win this game. Now, they're starting their rookie, who they weren't sure was going to actually even be able to suit up on Monday. Andy Dalton is going to start. They didn't think he was going to be able to get in. And I'm looking forward to seeing this game, because I want to see how long it takes for all those hard riders and real religious types, or whoever it is screaming they want Tebow, a bunch of Gator fans or something. What's going on in Denver?
I'm not gonna lie.
Kyle Orton, you know, generally I think he's got a lifetime like 90 quarterback rating.
He did throw for 304 yards last week with a touchdown and a pick, but he didn't look very good. Now, there are some crazy people in Denver right now holding up signs, chanting Tebow during the game, and there's even talks of groups of people getting together money to put up billboards in Denver with Start Tebow on them. And Tebow had to come out and say, stop, give the money to charity, do not put up the billboards. I mean, there is a Tebow frenzy going on right now in Denver.
Hey, Cedric Benson ran for 121 yards last week for Cincinnati in that Cleveland game.
Yeah.
And Cleveland's defensive front seven, it's okay, you know. But they rushed for 139 yards total. And I like, you know, Andy Dalton got hurt in that game. Did you know that? They brought Gradkowski in like in the third quarter, and he threw for a touchdown and actually had a 96.5 rating. You know what Dalton's rating was?
102.
Is that amazing?
I cheated.
Are there any how many rookie quarterbacks, except for Cam Newton last week, have over 100 rating in their first NFL game? I'm going to say not that many.
No.
Okay, now granted, Cleveland's Cleveland. They aren't very good, okay? But I got to tell you something else. The Bengals will sneak up on you. Marvin Lewis has his best years when nobody thinks they're going to do anything. Think about that division right now. if Cincinnati is strong. They're going to have Pittsburgh, they're going to have Cincinnati, and they're going to have Baltimore. I mean, you know.
Cincinnati is only, what, 2 years away from a playoff team? Probably. Didn't they win the they won the division 2 years ago?
Yeah, they did.
Cedric Benson was
they
hot.
They finished 11-5 that year, but then they got whacked in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure that they might have lost to Baltimore. I can't remember. Well, it might have been the Steelers that beat them. For those of you that want to see how the top handicappers in the country are doing each week, you can also see my results every week, what I play in the National Handicappers Bowl. Go to nationalhandicappersbowl.com. That's nationalhandicappersbowl.com. Anyway, let's go to the next game, but we're passing on this game, and I'll tell you why. I just can't put any points on the Bengals. I just can't do it. What's the next game, Roy?
We have Houston -3 over the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. How many people, raise your hands out there, all 5 million of you that are listening to us. And this is Bruce Hall's second opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy G. And we're talking right now about the Houston Texans playing the Miami Dolphins. Now, Miami took part in a great game the other night. They set an NFL. They were part of setting an NFL record. 900 and how many yards? 18 total yards. It's an NFL record. Tom Brady got all the good ink, but missed in the shuffle was Chad Henne. Now, this was two University of Michigan quarterbacks. It was a good week for Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan beat Notre Dame earlier in the, early in the week. And then they come back and they have that game where they set NFL records with two Michigan quarterbacks. I got to tell you something, though. Miami's defense isn't what it's made out to be. Because the New England Patriots had almost 600 yards.
They abused
total, total offense. And, you know, to me, it was one of the most exciting games I ever saw because I've never seen players that exhausted at the end of a game.
It looked like an Arena Football League game.
Well, it did, but they were playing on, 100-yard field with two 10-yard end zones, and the humidity looked like it was 95%. I didn't see anybody that wasn't wringing wet. Everybody was cramping up. Everybody was getting dinged. One of the corners or one of the nickelbacks got fired the next morning because he gave up the 99-yard touchdown pass to Wes Welker. I mean, they let him go. I got to tell you something. The thing I like about this game is the over. Hello. This thing's going over in the first half. I'm pretty sure the total in this game
48.
But it's going to go to 50, especially after everybody hears I'm playing it. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't play this over, if the weather's okay, I mean, Miami goes back. If they lose their first two home games down there in what's considered their weather, which is hot, steamy, very humid now. You know, it's nice and cool here in the Mid-Atlantic right now. So it might not be so hot down there. But I guarantee you, if they lose this second game, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Tony Sperano down there. But I'm going to tell you right now, this total is absolutely doable in the first half. I really, really think. I'm going to play it for 5 stars. I'm taking over 48 Houston-Miami for 5 stars. Tell you what else I'm taking. I'm taking the Houston Texans. They get Arian Foster back. Mm-hmm. Tate had 120 or 30 yards last week.
He had 116 yards on 24 carries.
You know what? Last week, Chad Henne threw for 416 yards and 2 touchdowns and ran for another 59 yards. That's the best game he's ever going to have in the NFL. I mean, when you think about it, it's got to be. And it was in a losing cause. They're going to come back and they're going to know how to move the ball down the field. That offense has got to have a lot of confidence. Their defense, not so much. So if their defense goes out there and they've got some guys dinged, I mean, they were working out 3 guys from the practice. They were going to bring up 2 practice squatters, and I think that they signed Will Allen, who was retired. They had cut him like 2 weeks earlier. Will Allen's back as a nickelback because they got rid of Benny Sapp, who they fired after getting burned for 99 yards on that touchdown pass to Wes Welker. But let's take Houston minus the points for 3 stars, and we're going to take the over for 5 stars. Next game, is that Philly Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Who do you like in that game, Roy?
You know, there are.
I'm going to give you your shot here. You and I are probably. I bet you were on opposite sides of this.
There are a lot of stories to go around with this. I mean, we got the Michael Vick coming back to Atlanta for the first time. We got Matty Ice trying to prove himself to the Atlanta fans because Michael Vick is still a very, very big name in Atlanta. And he is still a loved person in Atlanta. And I agree.
Who do you like?
I like Atlanta.
All right, that's all I needed to know. I'm taking Philly then.
You're going against me.
And I'll tell you why. He's not going to lose down there. He's going to go down there, and this is going to be his Super Bowl. This is going to be his early Super Bowl. If they make it to the Super Bowl this year, which I don't think they are, because I think between now and February, I think he gets nicked up a little bit and banged up a little bit. And I think Philly's going to have to fight pretty hard. Yeah, they got some good players, but so does everybody else. The other thing, too, is he just signed a $100 million extension with the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. After spending 2 years in jail for animal abuse and conspiracy to do something, I think. They were federal charges. I got to tell you, I just read the Lost Dog, the book about all of his dogs. It's an incredible book. Everybody should read that if they have dogs. But I got to tell you, after losing last week, Atlanta 30-12 to the Bears in Chicago. Granted, I didn't think they looked very good. You know who didn't look very good? Your boy Matty Ice.
He didn't.
He looked horrible. He looked like maybe he missed the OTAs. Maybe he missed early training camp.
A lot of yards, no touchdowns. He threw for 319 yards and a pick.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think that Turner had much of a day either. I don't think that they even really stuck with the run that much. But they were down early, so they had to try to get back into the game. Mm-hmm. The record in the Georgia Dome for Matt Ryan is 20-2. He's won 20 and lost 2. So, I mean, you know, that's a pretty safe play.
I like Atlanta here.
Yeah, I know you do. I'm taking the Eagles minus the points. You know why? Why are they a 3-point favorite? Because of Michael Vick.
Here's why I like Atlanta. Okay. And it's Michael the Burner Turner.
Okay.
The Eagles run defense.
Are they going to give him the ball this week?
Oh, yeah. He had 10 carries last week for 100 yards.
I know. They didn't give him the ball enough.
And this week, it's going to be the Turner show.
You think it's going to be 20 to 25 carries with Turner?
100-plus yards, easy.
Right. Yeah, and they can mix it up pretty good, too. Plus, they got three great receivers. If you count Tony Gonzalez as great anymore. Mm-hmm. To me, Tony Gonzalez was great. He's just kind of collecting a paycheck now. I mean, he's as good as most tight ends, but not many. What's the next game? Oh, I'm going to take the Eagles minus the 3 points. I'm taking it for 5 stars, Roy. And I'll take it with you for dinner.
All right. Okay? That's a deal.
I don't love Michael Vick, but I sure love this play. Go ahead.
We got the New York Football Giants minus 6 over the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah. This is a tough game.
This is a tough game.
It's a tough game because the Giants are giving up 6 points. But, you know, normally the Giants at home against a team that's not in their division, they're usually a 7-10 or more point favorite. They didn't look very good last week. Eli didn't look very good last week.
No.
The running game didn't look very good last week. They kind of quit on it early. They were ahead in the game. In the first half, I thought they might take control, but they never did. They never really did. And you know what? The longer I watched that game, the more the Redskins looked like they weren't going to let them take over that game.
There's two things that you can take out of last week's game. You can take either that the New York Giants were outplayed by what is an underrated Washington Redskins team, or you could look at it as the New York Giants were outplayed by the Washington Redskins, who everyone thinks is going to be terrible. So it's either that the Redskins maybe are better than we thought, or that the Giants are probably worse than what everybody thought.
Well, if you listen to my show, and I know you do because you're like 4 feet from me.
Yeah.
We think the Redskins are better than everybody thought.
Yeah, I do. I do think that.
And Mike Shanahan's smiling. That's not because he's looking forward to another 6-10 season. I think that he's really in the back of his mind and in his brain, which has got to be a pretty good-sized brain, even though he's kind of tiny. I got to think that he thinks they're going to be 10-6, not 6-10. And after seeing them play the Giants last week, who we had lost 7 out of 8 games to, you know, the last 8 games, they're back. There's no question about it. And as long as we can run the football and protect Rex Grossman and throw these balls down the field, we've got some good receivers.
Yeah.
Cooley's not even 50% yet.
No.
He went out there and tried to play. He caught 3 passes in the second half. but he couldn't run. You could see his knee is bad. I mean, he probably, you know, I guess he had surgery.
Yeah.
But he hasn't recovered from it yet. I mean, it doesn't look that good to me.
And the New York Giants, I like the New York Giants. I like it despite their poor performance last week. I see this game as a toss up, really. The St. Louis Rams, Sam Bradford is nothing to sleep on, but without Steven Jackson.
Oh, you think this is a toss up?
I don't know. I
think the Giants win. I just don't think they cover. I'm afraid to give any points with the Giants, but look, Bradford's hurt. He's still hurt.
He'll go.
One of the best running backs in the league, touched the ball twice for like 60 plus yards. He was done for the day.
He could probably go too.
And
though,
quad lasts longer than a week.
Yeah.
Hammies, sometimes you can get back. You know, you can get back in with stretching, getting on the bike. Quadricep muscles, when you slightly tear a quad or pull it, you're out for a while. You see the size of that guy's legs. He's not going to play this week. Everybody is telling me he is not going to play this week.
Yeah. No Steven Jackson. No Danny Amendola.
No receivers. Yeah. You know, the defense is going to be on the field, I'm guessing, 35 minutes this week. They're going to lose. And you know what? The more I talk, the more I'm talking to myself into the New York football Giants. I may take them for 3 stars. But if I do, that's going to be a small play. 3 stars for sure. Now, what's the last game?
This will do it for the day.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about what we think about the league, the way we think it's going to shore up after 2 weeks.
The New England Patriots -7 over your Norv Turner, San Diego Chargers.
You know, if you haven't seen A Football Life with Bill Belichick, you got to see it on NFL.com, on NFL TV. It's unbelievable, the NFL Network. I watch it. It's on all day long. If I'm not TiVoing something, I'm watching it. If I'm not, you know, I've got 2 or 3 TVs tuned into it. They do a phenomenal job marketing their product. But I'm going to tell you something. They can throw the ball and they can run the ball. And I look at 2 things. It's very simple. I look at Tom Brady, the quarterback, and Philip Rivers. Who do you want? They're both great, but I want Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially at home, right? And Philip Rivers, who's his coach? Thank you. Yeah. Norv Turner, who nobody's going to ever think about who the top 100 coaches in the history of the NFL are, but I think one day Bill Belichick may be rated as the top head coach in the history of the league. Lombardi really had a very short time. Lombardi is more myth than anything else. Hell, he coached here in D.C. and he got cancer and died. But I'm gonna pick New England. I'm gonna take the points and give them, and I'm playing the over. San Diego is an illusion.
Yeah,
they're an illusion.
I don't really like the Chargers.
I'm taking 7 points at home.
Tom Brady is
how many? What's he won? 28 games in a row at home.
He's ridiculous.
28 games in a row. We're taking New England. We're giving the points.
He could easily throw for another 500 yards this week.
Exactly, because San Diego, their defense isn't that good.
No,
and you know what? I'm going to say this: New England's defense is still kind of looking around. They made Miami look pretty good. They made Chad Henne look good last week. And I'm going to tell you, what you get with Belichick is you get exactly what he's got. Okay? Now listen, we've made a few plays here. Who did you like the most? Which play do you like the best? Quick.
You know, I like Detroit.
Okay. You're taking Detroit
as your play?
I'm high on the
Detroit Lions.
All right. That's your play. Now I'm playing them for 5 stars anyway. The play that I'm taking that I like the most is the over 53 points in the New England San Diego game. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And Roy, say goodbye. We are out of here.
This has been AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. Thank you guys very, very much.